shimmy, shimmy, coco pop, shimmy, shimmy, pop. Shimmy, shimmy, coco pop, shimmy, shimmy, pop. Sitting in a native hut all alone in blue.
8:39, the time in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Hi, I'm Tanner Schwint. Brian Carey is my co-host. Angel Padilla back behind that bulletproof glass. And joining us is Shimmy. That's Jerry Schimmel. He is the voice of the Colorado Rockies, longtime broadcaster for the Denver Nuggets as well. Shimmy, how are you on a Friday, my friend?
Fantastic. You guys doing okay?
Oh, we are doing great, man.
Better than we deserve. I can promise you that. We are doing better than we deserve.
I think I deserve to do good.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jerry, what is going on in your world, man? I know it's a lot warmer where you're at than where we're at, but are you enjoying some downtime from broadcasting all these games?
I am. I'm doing great. In Scottsdale, hanging out here. The weather's perfect. 80 degrees and sunshine every single day that I've been here now. Been on my bicycle every one of those days, so life is good. I don't deserve what I have here at Scottsdale, just like you guys.
That is a perfect 80 degrees and sun is perfect twigs and berries weather.
Yep, it is.
No, it definitely is, as I know. I wanted to ask you, it's funny, you brought up, you know, riding the bike and so forth, Jerry. I mean, I know that you have done, you know, the cross-country trips. You've done all these things on your bicycle. And I've heard stories throughout the years of, you know, people going on a ride and then encounters with wildlife or odd things. On any of those trips, because I would imagine, you know, you're riding in terrain or areas that you've never ridden in before and so forth. Have you had any strange encounters like with wildlife or things like that on your bicycle?
Brian, if I had an hour, I could tell you all the stuff I've encountered on the bicycle. It's pretty crazy. You know, in terms of wildlife, no. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff, but I did get chased by a couple of dogs when I did, I think, my first ride across America. I remember I was riding through a Native American reservation, and the sign says, beware of dogs. And it's like, not dog, but dogs, plural. I thought, well, yeah, that's just a joke. And I tell you what, there were packs of dogs that chased me. And I didn't think I could ride that fast on a bicycle, but I did. I think at one point I was going 120 miles an hour.
But did I mean that has to kick you into another gear, so to speak, when you hear that barking?
It does. And what you hope is you're not going uphill. If you're going uphill, then you're going to be in trouble. If you're going downhill, you're on the flats, you can do it. But you know the biggest thing about that was. You know, I tried to get in that next gear, and I could not keep my cigarette lit. I was going so fast, trying to get away from those dogs.
Yeah. And
that's why he started vaping. That's
Trials and tribulations of Jerry Schimmel. I love it. Well, hey, Jerry, the MLB offseason is underway. November 6th began free agency. And, of course, all eyes on Shohei Ohtani and where he's going. But we've seen some managerial moves that have happened. Council going to the Cubs.
Ron Washington.
Ron Washington from the Braves going out to Los Angeles. Clint Hurdle's going to follow him over there. What have you been seeing, and what are your thoughts on this upcoming free agency?
Yeah, first of all, those two manager changes, I did not see those coming. I really didn't.
Really?
I did not see Craig Counsell leaving Milwaukee. He's from Milwaukee. He's a native, and his kids are always the kid. We know it was behind that. It was money. He's got the biggest contract in Major League Baseball now for a manager. And so that was money driven. He doesn't have to go far. He's got an hour and a half down the road to manage the Cubs now. But I did not see that one coming. I didn't see the firing coming, and I certainly didn't see Craig Counsell going from Milwaukee to there. Ron Washington, I didn't see that one coming either. I thought the Angels would go for some young, you know, maybe up and coming type manager. Instead, they went with the veteran who's 71 years of age. It gives guys like me hope that he can find a job.
Me as well, but Ron Washington, I didn't know if he would get another shot. Do you think the success that Dusty Baker had with the Astros makes a Ron Washington hire more appealing to some people?
I do, Brian. I think that was a big factor, and I think it was as well with Bruce Bochy, who's in his late 60s and won the World Series. I think now for the trend for a while was, hey, let's look at these young guys and give them a shot, and maybe they don't have managerial experience, but they have what it takes. Now it looks like maybe the trend is to go back to the veterans, and so I think that's what the Angels are going to do with Ron Washington. He's an interesting guy. I've actually spent some time around him, being in Atlanta, and Walt Weiss and Eric Young Jr. being there, kind of, I don't know, hung out with them a little bit, but was able to kind of sit with those guys and talk a little bit. And I don't know how in the world he's going to, well, he's been doing his third base coach, but how in the world he's not going to be able to smoke his cigarettes as a manager. Every time I'm around him, seriously, he's in this little tunnel. There's a little area in that dugout that goes, and a tunnel goes to the clubhouse, between the clubhouse and the dugout. And he's got a little chair in there, and he smokes cigarettes all game, whenever he has a chance. So I don't know if he's going to be able to do that as a manager.
I have a feeling he'll find a way to get it done. I just have a sneaky suspicion. Yeah. But, you know, my first thought is, okay, you make the move for Ron Washington. Do you think that Shohei Ohtani was consulted at all on this? Because we talk a lot about that in the NFL and stuff, how, hey, who would this person like, or the NBA, who would this person like? Do you think that happened in this situation?
I don't know, because I think now that I kind of doubt that. I think if he was an active member of the roster, Tanner, it might be that way. But I think the fact that he's a free agent, he's not an employee of the team anymore, I don't think they have an opportunity to talk to him. Mm. I don't know. I have a feeling, though, that he probably was not consulted on that one.
Here's the thought of mine when this was announced, was they went after somebody like Ron Washington, 71 years old, because of the experience, because probably seen and done everything. To me, it was like a move to prep for Ohtani leaving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're going to have to, you know, he's the kind of guy who's going to be able to put the team together around what the new owner, you know, what the ownership sees out of whatever roster comes out of this after these moves. To me, this was a move of the Angels looking at, we're not going to have Shohei. We're going to bring in Juan Washington and try to put that together.
But why not bring in a young guy at that point if it's in a rebuilding phase? Because it seems like Ron Washington, as we just talked about with Dusty Baker and Bruce Bochy, that's good. Those are the guys that are taking you past a playoff, getting into the playoffs to possibly winning a World Series. So I would argue the other side of this is that, and this is why we do a show together, is because we see things from different vantage points. But I would argue that this is a move to try and appeal to Shohei to keep him there. Jerry, you're the deciding vote.
Yeah, I'm excited about. You know what? I think I'm gonna vote with Brian on this one. And not only because that's what I'm reading. I think the Angels are getting ready for a big rebuild. I really do. I don't know if it's with or without Mike Trout, but they're getting ready for a rebuild. You know, think about this, two guys. They've had the two maybe best players in baseball, or two of the top five together, for years now, and they've never won. They've never been able to do too much with that team. So, and breaking it up and letting him leave and rebuilding is with a veteran coach, manager, probably doesn't, you know, probably makes some sense. So I think it is, hey, we're going to rebuild, and we'll do it with a guy that we know will be patient. We're not going to bring a young guy in here who's trying to establish himself, because we're going to maybe lose the next couple of years and try to rebuild. Let's bring in a guy that's been around that block, that's a veteran, that's old school, and can be ready for this rebuild with us.
We're talking with Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, as MLB free agency underway, and the big news has been managerial changes, but Clint Hurdle heading out to L.A. as well. What was his role with the Rockies, Jerry?
His role with the Rockies was just a special consultant to the general manager.
Okay.
He spent a lot of time in the minors. He kind of, I think he, at one point, I know at one point he said he was gone for a month just visiting minor league teams. So he's got, you know, such great energy, just being around the guy. He's got to get more energy now than he did, I think, managing the team, and that's probably on purpose. But just got all this experience, all this knowledge, and just this positive energy. Everybody he's around seems to like him and want to be with him and listen to him. So I think he's a very, very big piece of a franchise.
Jerry, we're hearing reports that the Phillies could be looking to move on from Nick Castellanos after the run that they had. Of course, he is a big slugger, and I have heard the Rockies mentioned a couple times, and that is Nick Castellanos a guy that you could see the Rockies maybe going and getting, and there's your home run power?
Yeah, I do. I think if fit in that lineup great, you know, especially with Charlie Blackman probably being his last year. You're looking for that regular DH moving forward. So I don't know if he's a, you know, right fielder. I think the Rockies probably feel pretty good about their outfield position right now, in the short term anyway. But yes, that guy would, he would fit well at Coors Field when they, with the slugging that he's been able to do. Clutch player as well. You know, can play the outfield, can play right field if you need him to, but I would see him more as a DH long term. But yeah, that would be somebody the Rockies would have to welcome, no question about it.
Now, the Rockies come off a 100-loss season. You know, are the Rockies a year or 2 years away from wanting to be a little competitive? I think that that mindset needs to be determined because of free agency. If they think that they can compete, you know, for a wild card spot this coming year, they'll probably be more active. Jerry, what do you think the Rockies' plan is going into free agency?
I think it is to be a little quiet this year. They do have some money. They do have some money to spend. They're under budget right now. But I think they'll be a little quiet, and then in 2025, I think they're looking at that being their year. I think they really believe that they have a chance to turn things around like the Diamondbacks did, like the Rangers did, not necessarily get to a World Series, but really turn things around starting next year. They'll be better. They're not going to set the world on fire next year, but I do think in 2025 they've got a chance. They've got these young players. They've got young arms that are coming off of Tommy John surgery, which will be, they'll all be ready in 2025. You get healthy again. You got some draft picks that in the lower minors that are really, really good. So I think they're quiet this offseason, probably a little louder before 2025.
No, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Jerry, what do you got for Amazing Americans this weekend, my friend?
Katie Spotts is the youngest person to row a boat solo across the Atlantic Ocean. She was 22 years of age.
Good Lord.
Well, why? Yeah. Why? I mean, why? There's so many creepy things in the ocean. Big things. They'll kill you. Why do it?
This is almost more impressive to me. She is the only person to swim the length of the Allegheny River, 375 miles.
Good Lord.
That? Yeah. So she did both those things. She's also a military veteran, complete stud, obviously. But, yeah, she's got all these records, including, I think, at probably the top would be rowing solo, youngest person do it across the Atlantic.
That's just insane.
Yeah, I mean, literally.
Well, it
literally,
is. And that is swimming the Allegheny River, too. I mean, that's
nuts.
I floated all the way across a Holiday Inn pool.
Brian, your next guest?
That inflatable gator was fighting. I'm telling you.
Amazing.
Brian, you have that grandson that gets up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
Yes.
He can do it.
Absolutely.
He can do it. Get on it. He can get on it. Jerry Schimmel, the host of Amazing Americans, AmazingAmericans.org. Of course, Jerry, Veterans Day being observed today for lots of people. Did you have anyone in your family that served, Jerry, that you would like to give a shout-out to and say a thanks to?
Yes, too. They both passed away. My dad was a World War II veteran. I fought in Europe. He was in the fighting.
Wow.
And my sister was in the Air Force. She passed away last year about this time. So, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm a military family, but I had a couple of close members of the family that did serve. So, yeah, big day for me.
Yeah, of course, man. It is it's incredible. But, Jerry, thank you so much for your time every single Friday, buddy. Great catching up with you, and go and enjoy that nice weather.
Love you guys. Tanner, glad you're still married. Have a great weekend, guys.
Are you just assuming? You didn't even ask the question.
It's Jenna's birthday today.
It is?
It is, yeah. It is her birthday today.
So she's filing.
All right. Are we doing anything special for her today? Or just
we are going to have an 80s-themed birthday party for her tonight. So I'm gonna see if I can still fit in my Letterman jacket and grease my hair back.
I thought she wanted an annulment.
No, after all the work she had to go through to change her name, she's told me that she is not leaving. So,
okay.
So I think we're in pretty good just because of the process,
it's
not because
work
she doesn't
out
want
for
to.
You kids.
Yeah, for sure. Jerry, appreciate it, my friend.
Okay. See you, bud.
There you go. There's Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, 8:54. Let's get the latest in the nerd world. Here's Micah Kilpatrick.